CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The Nuclear Waste Management Organization has donated toward a local healthcare campaign. Our Ryan Drury has more.
The Nuclear Waste Management Organization has put $15,000 towards the Wingham and District Hospital Foundation's Caring Together campaign, which aims to bring a new CT scanner to Wingham. As of right now, the Caring Together campaign has raised almost 80% of the $2.5 million goal. Everyone in the community who values local health care is encouraged to consider making a personal donation towards the brand new CT scanner. Visit www.wdhfoundation.ca to learn more and donate. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Ryan Drury.
The inaugural year of the Perth County Stewardship Program will support planting almost 15,000 trees and one woodlot assessment. This year, the program offered several intakes. The Forest Health Assessment Stream supports landowners working with registered professional foresters to analyze their woodlots. The Community Planting Stream supports tree planting on public land. And the Private Planting Stream for individual landowners completing stewardship programs across agricultural and rural lands is the third stream. Over $277,000 is being invested in sustainable farm practice projects such as windbreaks. Community Living North Perth is looking to expand in the future. Executive Director Jennifer Croft told North Perth Council this week that the nonprofit organization assisting people with developmental disabilities in the community is looking to build a new housing setup. She says there would be 8 to 10 units for people they support, and they asked Council for help to get started.
One of our first steps is looking for some land, and we're asking the municipality of North Perth to consider taking a look at any land that they can donate or give at a more affordable range for our organization to be able to start with.
Croft adds they have started a fundraising campaign to make the build a reality. They hope to raise about $500,000 this year, with an eventual goal of $4 million in fundraising. Lakeshore United Church in Goderich has become the first church in Huron County to confirm their membership in Affirm United. Outreach Committee Chair Mandy Sinclair says it's a way to offer a welcoming and safer space for all people, including those of all sexual orientation, gender expression, race, ability, age, economic circumstance, and ethnic background.
We had members of our quilters and the so-and-sos created a new quilt that is displayed proudly in the sanctuary, and it has the Affirm United logo. And it just serves as a reminder that, as with this accreditation, we are to be public, intentional, and explicit about welcoming the LGBTQ plus community within Lakeshore United Church.
The celebration was held Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
A huge night for the Hanover Barons. They're at home against Alliston for Game 4 of the North Conference Final. Barons with a 2-1 series lead. Johnny Kay will be on the call. He says Hanover needs to get back to what helped them in Games 1 and 2.
The Barons saw a different Alliston team in Game 3. I felt that they put it all out on the table. They didn't want to go down 3-0. And I expect that same aggressive team from Alliston tonight.
Tonight's game is live for OHA Playoff Hockey on AM920 CKNX. Puck drop at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere, Clarington against Napanee in Game 4 of the East Conference Final. Clarington up 2-1. Winner of Hanover-Alliston meets the winner of this series in the next round. End of the regular season for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. They're in Tampa against the Lightning, knowing already that they'll be taking on the Boston Bruins in the first round of the playoffs. Puck drop at 7. And the Blue Jays have won 4 straight, a chance to sweep away the Yankees this afternoon in a 3 o'clock start time here at Live on CKNX. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Periods of rain ending this afternoon and then cloudy with the chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm, gusty southeast winds. Tonight, showers ending after midnight and then cloudy, but still the chance of showers, drizzle, or an evening thunderstorm. Fog patches developing, gusty winds, and a low of 9. For tomorrow, cloudy with the chance of showers or drizzle, fog patches dissipating, high 14. Chance of showers continues Friday with a high of 13.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.